to care for him who shall have borne the battle, for his widow, for his orphan, and to achieve a lasting peace for ourselves and for other nations. That's part of the motto of the Department of Veteran Affairs. Today's show is about homeless veterans. Welcome to American Dream. I'm Nisa Islam. With those words from President Abraham Lincoln's second inaugural address, the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs was created in 1865 after the Civil War. Today, the VA, as it's commonly called, has a problem with homeless veterans, men who have served in every war from World War II to today's Operation Iraqi Freedom, and even those in the military's anti-drug cultivation efforts in South America, but they can't find housing for one reason or another. We went to the VA's office to speak with Kevin Morton, director of the Healthcare for the Homeless program. What happens to a veteran? How does he wind up being homeless?
That's a million-dollar question. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why people end up homeless, period. A veteran, a lot of times, if they're a combat veteran, the way they learn how to cope might be using substances or using drugs, and so they get wrapped up in the drugs, and you know, drugs affect how they get their jobs, that kind of thing. If they have PTSD, they might have some type of anger issues.
Can you explain that PTSD?
Post-traumatic stress disorder. A veteran who goes through combat, you know, who sees people get killed and that kind of thing, tends to have problems with sleeping, anger. Certain things trigger emotions in that particular veteran. Sometimes they cope with using alcohol. A lot of times they have a hard time maintaining relationships, whether it be at work or at home. They have problems sleeping, and they have a lot of nightmares and night sweats, and you know, like say, different circumstances will trigger something to happen. So they feel like they're back in that particular environment. It's similar to if you get in a car accident, and then the next time you go to drive the car, you're a little bit more tentative when you drive, just a little bit more intense. So those things, trying to go into the regular workplace where you got to deal with your bosses and your family, it makes it hard for someone who goes through this to adapt in that situation.
When they come back to a society where they can't really find affordable housing. They're not getting the resources that they need for stability to patch their lives back together after experiencing trauma. And then there's sort of a crumbling, you know, sort of a crumbling effect, and things start falling apart. And the longer that you stay homeless and can't find an affordable place, the more those conditions contribute to your demise. So it's sort of like an unfolding.
Who are the homeless veterans? 56% are Black or Hispanic. On any given night, the VA estimates that nearly 200,000 veterans sleep on the streets of America. Nearly 400,000 experience homelessness over the course of the year. The National Council for Homeless Veterans estimates that one out of three homeless men sleeping in a doorway, over a grate, or in a vacant building is a veteran. In 2009, the VA's specialized homeless program served more than 92,000 veterans, which is commendable, but that leaves more than 100,000 without services. Meet David Carlos, a Howard University graduate and a veteran. He's also homeless. What happened? How did you become homeless?
Well, let me say this. In Washington, D.C., the cost of living is, housing is so unaffordable, which is ridiculous. And I think most people that work are really just a paycheck away from being homeless. And I worked that week, and I found that Friday, the director came and told me we're downsizing and reconstructing. And I'm like, wow, reconstructing, downsizing. And generally people give you 2 weeks notice. She told me that day.
Wow.
And so you can't pay rent, you know, I thought maybe, wow, I can get a job, I have a degree or stuff like that. And nowadays things are a little bit different applying for work. Everything's online. And people can really just say no or don't even deal with you online, don't even call you back. It's not like it was back in the days when you just had that, you know, like I'm talking with you now, and you can use your senses and determine what a person is about. You just see something coming through your email, you know, no, yes, or it could be somebody you know. So everything is a little kind of underhand and kind of chicanery nowadays, even with the job market. And you find yourself can't pay your rent, you can't pay your bills, you know, eviction comes and, you know, you're out there. Sheriff's comes and put your things out and you gotta get game plan.
The majority of homeless veterans are from the Vietnam War. They're mostly men, but they are seeing increases in women as well as families. Let's hear more from Kevin Morton. What responsibility do you think America has to her veterans?
Well, I guess to care for them. You know, Abraham Lincoln talked about civil foremen in the VA and taking care of the wounded warriors and people who were in combat and the widows and the children of American military people. So, you know, if someone goes and fights for your country, I guess, you know, they have some responsibility to help that person, especially if they are injured, you know, in combat.
A lot of the experience and the trauma that people experience when they fight abroad or when they, you know, when they're before they're veterans, when they're serving, I think will undermine their ability to stabilize when they come back. So it seems that the government would have even a more profound responsibility to make sure that people get the counseling they need, people get the supportive services that are precisely matched with their needs and affordable housing so that they could get on their way and be paid back the debt that they paid to society by serving. I mean, some of the trauma that the veterans have seen and been exposed to, I couldn't even imagine the supportive services they need. But I know that there's a patchwork in the city, and it has to be more cohesive and more coherent than what they're getting right now.
I think America has a great responsibility to veterans. Anyone who serves America and put their life on the line to protect the citizens here, I think the American public has a right to protect them and to serve them after coming home from serving.
I think it definitely owes them respect, at the least, just based on all the things they've had to do to keep our liberties and freedoms. They should show them some sort of respect in whatever way that they can.
They should provide support for them in whatever way they need it when they return from active duty.
I think they should be taken care of because the veterans take care of us, you know, when they go abroad and they you know, fight in the wars for us, you know, to defend the country. So I definitely think they should be compensated.
I think they owe them everything. These are individuals that have put their lives on the line for us, and in some cases for wars that are senseless, fighting situations that just absolutely don't make sense at all. And yet they go ahead and commit to defending the country and go abroad or onto other places and risk their lives. I think we owe them everything. Everything. Higher salaries, better, you know, better pay, better housing conditions, just everything.
I believe that we need to make sure that when they come home that they're able to take care of themselves and get jobs and be safe and sound.
The VA provides a range of services for homeless veterans.
At the medical center, we provide a full range of medical services, primary care services for just, you know, colds, flu, just regular care. And then we have all the specialty services here, surgery, orthopedics, anything that a hospital have. We're a full service hospital. We also have mental health care, treatment programs. We have our trauma unit. We have the homeless program that tries to help you get housing. Gosh, anything that a medical facility would have, we have here. Eye and dental for veterans who are eligible for dental care.
The VA Medical Center recently held an event January 22nd to address their needs. Tell me about the event that you all had that's called Winter Haven, the special event for homeless veterans.
It's our annual stand down. were mandated by Congress to do what's called a stand down, where it comes from the term when people were in the military, they would stand down from combat, so they would go back to the back lines and they would just kind of chill out and relax and all that kind of stuff. So several years ago, someone decided to have a stand down for homeless veterans where they could come in, they could get a meal, they could take care of some medical benefits or medical services, some mental health stuff, get connected with the community as far as financial benefits, employment, housing. So we've had our Winter Haven, I think it's the last 18 to 19 years. We have it here now at the VA Medical Center, and I call it, for everyone so they'll understand, it's like a health fair, social service fair, that we do for our veterans to get them reconnected with services.
Everyone agrees that America is responsible for her veterans, but too many are returning from war with shattered lives, only then to fall through the cracks trying to receive services. Has America failed homeless veterans?
I'm a veteran, and I was in the Marine Corps. Could we do a better job? Probably. Did we fail them? I don't think so. You know, when you go into the service, you go in knowing that it's a job that you got to perform. If you're injured in a combat situation, then it may be part of government's responsibility to help you with that disability. But if you went into the service and you didn't get injured and you weren't harmed, but you come out and you can't make it on your own, I don't think it's the government's job to take care of you. I think maybe to help you find education or those kind of things. Mm-hmm. But to guarantee everyone who goes into the military that the government is going to buy them a home or do that, in my opinion, I think that's a little unrealistic, especially considering the fact that although we're a democratic society, it's a capitalistic system. And as much as I'm a social worker, you know, so I believe in helping people, but, mm-hmm. you know, the other thing is, you got to do your part too.
Do you think America has failed her veterans?
Oh, yes.
Tell me more about that. Why do you think that?
Well, you have too many homeless veterans. That's like homeless veterans. It's like, why? Wow. It shouldn't be that way. Every veteran should have a home. Every veteran should have health care. Every veteran should have the opportunity to have education, not to be homeless, not to... I see a lot of them hold signs, help the veteran, feed the veteran. They should have mental health or if drugs and alcohol, some type of treatment for that also. You know, converting over from the military life to civilian life, it can be a transition.
I wouldn't say if we failed them. I think what happened is that we haven't served them in the capacity that we need to, in order to get them acclimated back to society and the help that they need. I think we could do a lot more for them. You know, it seems as though they fall between the cracks. And that's kind of a shame. I don't think that's done intentionally, but I think America can do a lot better with its veterans.
To an extent, yes. You know, some people might come back with mental problems because of the things that they saw, you know, as a result of the war. So I think that there should be some kind of rehabilitation program to help those people out.
I think in some instances, I'm sure that the government could have done more for them, but I'm positive that in other instances, it's not the government's fault.
I think that depends on a case-by-case basis. You know, that's sort of generalizing, and I think it would be beneficial to look at, you know, the reasons for each specific homeless veteran, but I think we should be working to help prevent that.
But many veterans still don't receive the help they need. I met with Jane Zara at a homeless shelter that serves veterans. I asked her what more could be done.
What we want to do is open step-down clinics for people so that they can become self-sufficient and go to all wards in the city, not just the poorest wards, or have to drag their bags from one place to another, and have the interim shelter and supportive services provided in every ward for people so that they can stay in their communities and keep their community ties and look for employment in the communities that they're used to. We have men that are sleeping in vacant buildings that are abandoned. We have people sleeping in the stairways of apartment complexes, under cars, in the parks. If you walk around at night and you know where to look, you'll see people that, because they'd rather stay in their communities than have to go to a place that's strange to them, that's in a dangerous part of town where they're not getting any food or services that they need.
They really need to put the money in the VA, a certain percentage of the budget, and make sure and hire veterans to do work, you know, within the VA. I mean, almost have a separate entity, you know, like they do other things. I think a lot of the money just has really been spent and is allocated in different areas. And I'm not saying it's totally on the, you know, government, but I just think people need to really focus more on veterans. Because if one for, let's say we don't, if people say we're not going to the military, we don't have a military, what would happen?
More affordable housing, some better job training, more comprehensive substance abuse programs, longer stays, and maybe a little bit more work with the family. The VA is beginning to work with families more than we've ever had before, but working with the families is important. Looking at it, and this isn't just with the VA, but as healthcare as a whole, as mental health as a whole, to look at the entire picture of the patient. Here at the VA, you know, if someone's using substances, we can get you into a treatment program within 2 days. That's not a problem. In a regular community, you can't do that. We're actually in the process of developing, well, the VA has developed a 5-year plan to end homelessness.
The VA has a 5-year plan to end homelessness that includes grants for transitional housing, employment programs, specialized homeless health care centers, vocational counseling, rehabilitation, ongoing case management, as well as housing vouchers from the Department of Housing and Urban Development. But more needs to be done now. Let's hear from the streets.
Who's on the street are individuals that are most likely to be suffering from psychiatric illnesses and disabilities, and we need to take care of them when they first come home, or identify them in the field and bring them home and take care of them and stay with them until they're either well, or take care of them if they're going to be permanently disabled.
More money can be put into these programs to help them out. I don't think a lot of them are very well funded. I'm not 100% certain. I'm just speculating. But I think if more money was put into those types of programs, then we wouldn't have so many homeless veterans.
Having more shelters available would help to clean up the streets and help their lives.
Homeless veterans are not just society's castaways. They're real people with real feelings. How do you feel being homeless and being a veteran? How do you feel about that?
Oh, it's definitely bad. You know, it's not a good thing. Being homeless is one entity, within itself. I mean, if I wasn't a veteran, I mean, just being homeless is just, you know, you. The more you think about it, you become resentful. You kind of can, you think about, I do a lot of praying, and I look at God as, you know, guiding me and put my, you know, my life in His hands. But you look at things like, wow, you know, I did this, I did that. You try to do all the right things and you end up like this. And, you know, you seek answers and you want clarity in that versus, it makes me, and I have pride. It makes me, and I have a lot of pride where I have hope, I have faith. And that's all you have out here. And it's, you know, that whole homelessness is a whole different world, you know. And it, people, until you've been there, it's like, I don't even try to explain to the people or tell people, because, you know, most people, they do, they're going to worry. Yeah. Or the people that want to help, they can't help. Or it's like, oh, wow, you know, that kind of stuff. And you get, you know, tired of hearing that. It's like, you need things done now. You need answers now, not a hope. Because once the dark comes, you gotta find a place.
Tell our viewers about the feelings of homeless veterans, veterans that you've spoken to. What are they feeling? I know this is a very difficult situation for them. Represent their feelings for our viewers.
They feel isolated. They feel that they've given what they can give for their country, but they're not getting back what is deserved to them in terms of a stable society. That the infrastructure that that they were fighting for in terms of democracy abroad is just not happening here. I mean, it seems that democracy is crumbling here as we spend more of our resources there. And we don't, you know, as veterans, people don't understand why those resources are now unavailable to them.
I would feel, honestly, kind of let down. I it's the human nature to feel that way, to feel I've done something and then I come back and I can't get the assistance that I need. You'll feel hurt, and I think that's the human nature for an individual to feel. Myself having to have slept on the streets to become homeless as a charity event, I know how that feels to be, you know, pushed aside. So I would feel hurt.
Personally, I would feel a little betrayed, probably, sort of like, you know, you put in all this work and sacrifice and then you come back and it's almost like you're being forgotten in some aspects. So, I'd be personally affected by that.
I'd be very angry. I certainly would not be happy about it.
I'd be frustrated because I would feel like I've given part of my life, you know, dedicated to, you know, fighting the war for the country, and then I come back and, you know, I'm not welcome with open arms, if you will.
The first thing is that you'd feel bitter. Hopefully that these folks that go to fight aren't coming back to nothing, that they've got family and all that, but regardless, I mean, these are people that are giving everything to help us and support us, and you know, at a minimum, they'd be so disappointed, you know. And certainly, if you were recruiting, you wouldn't want that sort of thing to be out there on the recruiting brochures to find out that when you came back, nobody cared.
Bitter, betrayed, hurt, disappointed, and feeling like no one cares. Let's hear more from David.
What message would you have for other veterans, for young people that are going into the military, people that are coming out? What message would you have for them so that they could avoid perhaps some of the pitfalls that you've experienced?
Well, number one, your MOS is key, whatever your military occupational specialist is. Mm-hmm. You have to understand what the world's looking at and the way we're going, and also be a voice. You know, we want more training. If they don't have in the military and they have things on the civilian world is different, it should be a bridge. Not like you did this in the military and over here we don't have anything for you. It should be a bridge of some training, free training, not where you have to pay. Free education, why not where you have to pay? I think the world should open up to the military, really embrace them. You know, like a pillar of the United States. I mean, it's a force. I think we need to practice what other countries do. But we need to really pay attention to that, look at it more closely, and not just talk because it sounds good. I think we're talking because it sounds good, and we don't want to offend people. It sounds so bad, like it's almost like you're abusing your children.
Right.
But we need to really say, look, let's time out and let's really, really focus on veterans, and let's do the right thing, and let's support our veterans, not just words, but through actions and through money. Not talking about corporations, I'm talking about the government, I'm talking about major businesses, banks really need to really support veterans.
It's not easy coming home from war, writes Aaron Glantz in his book, The War Comes Home. Even if you're lucky enough to survive mentally and physically, you still have to get used to the fact that most Americans can't relate to how you think, how you feel, where you've been, what you've seen, and what you've done. Being homeless only makes this worse. For American Dream in Washington, I'm Nisa Islam.